Welcome to the 100 Breath Meditation. This is a 14-minute meditation focusing on your breath. Focusing on your breath means two things. First, your thoughts will be directed toward your breathing. When other thoughts come into your mind, and they will, let go of those thoughts and return your awareness to your breathing. Second, you will control your breathing. To control your breathing, you will use a musical pattern to pace your breath rate. You'll start the meditation at a rate of 10 breaths per minute, and over the course of 14 minutes, as your mind settles and your body relaxes, the music will guide you to slow your breath rate to 5 breaths per minute. This may sound difficult, but you'll find that it's very easy to do. The musical pattern consists of 4 notes. As the first note sounds, start your inhale and continue inhaling through the second note. The third note starts the beginning of your exhale, which will continue through the fourth note. So it's 2 notes while inhaling and 2 notes while exhaling, for a total of 4 notes per breath. You'll repeat this pattern 100 times, and it will take exactly 14 minutes. Don't worry about counting your breaths. The music will guide you. Here is a sample of the musical pattern that will guide your breath. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. There are 2 versions of this meditation, a guided and an unguided version. This is the guided version. After several sessions practicing the guided meditation, switch to the unguided version, which will not include my voice, and rely on the techniques that you practiced in the guided meditation. Before you meditate, find a quiet place where you won't be distracted or interrupted. Sit on the floor with your legs crossed, or in the half or full lotus position. Place a small cushion under your tailbone. This is to allow room for your knees to drop down slightly from your hips. This is a good way to remain comfortable and maintain correct posture. If you can't get comfortable on the floor, simply sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, but do not lean back against the backrest of the chair. A sure way to fall asleep is to meditate while laying down. In fact, if you ever have trouble going to sleep, I recommend that you try meditating while lying in your bed. Your back and spine should be straight with your chin slightly tucked and your eyes gently closed. Your hands should lay comfortably on your knees with your palms up and with your thumb and forefinger touching lightly. Alternatively, you can put your hands in your lap directly below your navel with your palms up, left hand on top of the right hand, while lightly touching the tips of your thumbs. When you breathe, take the breath through your nose and deep into your lower abdomen. Focus on a point about 2 inches below your navel, and when you inhale, you should feel this point expand outward like a balloon being inflated. When you exhale, this same point should compress towards your spine, forcing the air up from your abdomen and out through your nose. So let's get started. Get comfortably seated on the floor. Place a small cushion under your butt and cross your legs. Position yourself on the cushion so that you can gently thrust your pelvis forward while flattening your lower back. And slope your thighs downward so that your knees are below your hips. This will help to flatten your lower back, and this is your base. Keeping a good base and posture will keep you comfortable throughout the meditation. Now sway your torso from side to side and around in circles to stretch and loosen up. When you're ready, place your hands on your knees with your palms up and with your thumb and forefinger lightly touching, or place them in your lap directly below your navel with your palms up, left hand on top of the right hand, while lightly touching the tips of your thumbs. Try both of these hand positions to find which one feels more comfortable for you. Now, straighten your posture and make sure your upper spine is straight. Relax your shoulders and make sure that the weight of your head is centered on your spine. Tuck your chin slightly, close your eyes, and listen for the tone to begin breathing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you breathe, feel the sensation of the air entering your nose, traveling down your body and filling your lower abdomen. Feel that point 2 inches below your navel, pushing out and expanding as you inhale. As you exhale, feel that same point 2 inches below your navel, compressed towards your spine as you force the air back up and out through your nose. Think only about your breath and breathing. Bring the air in, expanding the abdomen, and then push it out. All breathing is done through the nose. When I say to think about your breathing, the word think is actually too strong. In fact, try not to think. Instead, focus on your awareness. And your awareness should be directed at your breathing. Be aware of breathing, don't think about it. It's a subtle difference, but you will get the hang of it. Have any discomfort with your body, such as an itch or a pain, take care of it, but don't dwell on it. Scratch the itch or switch your position, and then return your thoughts and focus on your breathing. Now, as you meditate, sooner or later, thoughts will enter your mind. These thoughts can be anything from a conversation you had with someone 5 days ago to some items that you need to put on your shopping list. This is natural, and it happens to everyone. In fact, it's a part of the process of meditation. The goal is not to think, but I promise you that you will. The important thing to understand is that when thoughts occur, the meditation process requires you to acknowledge that your mind has drifted away from your breathing, examine the thought for a brief moment, and then let it go. You can even visualize the thought disintegrating and vaporizing into nothing. Once you've released the thought, return your awareness to breathing. It's that simple. Repeat this process every time you become aware that your awareness has drifted away to thinking. good analogy for thoughts are bubbles at the bottom of the ocean. Visualize the ocean as your consciousness. When the bubbles are deep below the surface where the pressure is great, they are very small and invisible to you on the surface. As they rise towards the surface, the pressure reduces and the volume of the bubbles expand. The bubbles get larger. As they get larger and approach the surface, they pop and you become aware of their presence. Thoughts behave in the same way. We have massive amounts of information stored in our subconsciousness at the bottom of the ocean of our mind. Sometimes these thoughts bubble up from our subconscious mind and into our conscious mind where we become aware of them. As thoughts bubble into consciousness, we eliminate the thought by recognizing the thought, acknowledging that it has distracted our focus, and then we purposely let go of the thought so we can return to the awareness of our breath. You may have to repeat this process numerous times in the course of a single meditation. That's completely normal. Just follow the process and eliminate the thought. Derive satisfaction from the fact that you are decluttering your mind one thought at a time. You should have noticed that the musical pattern is slowing down. Let the tones guide your breath. As your breathing slows, make sure to continue taking it deep into your lower abdomen, but stay relaxed and keep the breaths gentle. Relaxed, you're calm, and you're at peace. With each thought that you remove from your consciousness, you are cleansing your mind. Thank you. We've now concluded the meditation. That was 14 minutes and 100 breaths. You should feel very relaxed. So now slowly open your eyes. Begin to stretch your body. And when you feel ready, get up to resume your normal activities. Use this guided meditation 2 or 3 times to learn the concepts and to practice the techniques. Then switch to the unguided meditation, which includes the same musical pattern but without my voice. Finally, I would like to challenge you to meditate twice a day for 30 days and see if you can form the habit. I know that after you've invested in those 30 days of meditation, you will personally come to understand the benefits of meditation, and you will feel the effects that it has on you. After that, you won't have to be challenged to meditate. You'll want to do it. Thank you for practicing the 100 breath meditation.